This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County is about to become the largest county in Colorado to lift all COVID restrictions. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
Starting Friday, Mesa County, which includes Grand Junction, won't enforce masks, social distancing, or limited capacity numbers at businesses. Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, stresses that state and federal buildings will still enforce COVID-19 restrictions, and businesses can choose if they want to.
There will still be businesses in Mesa County that will require you to wear a mask when you come in. What I hope is that people respect that and just follow along.
Colorado's mask mandate and other restrictions remain in place, but the state has allowed counties to loosen up their rules. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Suncor Energy is promising $12 million in improvements to its Commerce City refinery in Metro Denver. CPR Sam Brash reports that follows a third-party investigation of the facility.
Suncor agreed to the investigation to settle over 100 air pollution violations with state regulators. It chose Kearney, a global consulting firm, to do the job, and state air regulators approved. The final report recommended the company rework its staff culture and training practices. Suncor Vice President Donald Austin says it intends to go further.
To improve our performance and communications so that we can begin to regain the community's trust.
The company says it's already improved part of the facility to avoid dust releases over Commerce City, but some residents are skeptical and say the company can't be trusted to regulate itself. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, World Relief's Jenny Yang talks about the Biden administration's delays in accepting more refugees into the U.S., despite campaign promises to increase the numbers. That's next on All Things Considered. Plus, 2019 was the worst year on record for syphilis. Reasons range from drug use to dating apps to underinvestment in contact tracing. We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Colorado Springs and Denver come in at 48 degrees, Vail 43. This is CPR News.